Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, there is a problem with for-profit schools. I've talked about this a long time. This is getting to be really bad. There are a lot of students that are induced to take out loans to attend for-profit colleges. Now, these are for-profit colleges. They're not as good as regular colleges, and they also should not be permitted by law to use the word university. They should not be permitted by law to use the word university or college. That should be reserved to nonprofit colleges and universities, which have a mission and a function. They also should not be permitted to use the names of states. In other words, you might have one that says it's from, and this is just a hypothetical, Northern Wisconsin University or something, or, Northern Montana University, and it gives people the impression, a false impression, that this is something substantial and it's not. However, and those are simply hypothetical examples. I don't think they actually exist, but that's the kind of thing they do. Well, here's what has developed has happened. Many of these students don't repay their loans. Many of these students can't do the debt service. Some of them get federal money to do it, and that's wrong. We should cut off federal money to these colleges, but you can't stop people from contracting, and so they'll contract and then can't pay it. Well, what happened in recent cases is then the college, if you are behind on your loan payments, they won't send your transcript to an employer. There should be legislation requiring them to send a transcript, because no one's going to be able to pay the debt unless they have a job. The chicken and the egg. It's like throwing people in debtor prison in the 19th century. If you couldn't pay your debts, you went to debtor prison and your family went with you. Well, how did that help? Once you're in prison, you can't make money to pay off your debt. So we got rid of debtor prisons and we put in bankruptcies. And that's what you should have here. You should not permit them to hold transcripts. There's another law that most people don't know about, and it's this. It is a felony for a landlord to seize someone's mail for non-payment of rent. If you're in an apartment, you don't pay your rent, you can be evicted and all of that. But if a landlord takes your mail and won't give it to you unless you pay, or he won't forward it to you, make it available to you when you leave unless you pay, he's committed a felony. So he better not do that, and you can tell him that. Well, to me, it's kind of similar to say, all right, I charge you this exorbitant tuition at an exorbitant rate, and I give you some training. And by the way, if you're not current on your payments, your transcript is not being sent to your employer that you're applying for. In one of the cases, there was a woman who got a degree in patient care technology, it was called patient care technician, which had to do with essentially home health care and that kind of thing. And they wouldn't forward the transcript because she was paying the interest and then she fell behind in a payment. So she could only pay $50 a month. That was not what they wanted. So she went out and had to take a $10 an hour job instead of a much higher paid job. And then she still could only pay less than $50 a month. You know, somebody's got to do something about this. The Republican Party is preserving this. They're protecting it because they get donations from these companies. I mean, this to me is a no-brainer. This to me is a no-brainer. It's like getting rid of debtor prison in the 19th century. It's like saying to somebody, we can't hold up your mail. Not exactly like that, but it is in this respect. The transcript to the employer is a communication, like a mail, in this case, probably electronic, that should not be held up, because when they get the job, they can pay more money to pay back the loan. They should not be able to penalize a person and say, okay, you got this training, you couldn't pay, so we're going to take away the benefit of the training. Reminds me, there was a guy, this is true, by the way, about 20 years ago, a doctor some small hospital down south, Mississippi or Alabama, sewed somebody up. They couldn't pay, and he took the stitches out. Now, you do something like that, and you're going to get disciplined and criminally charged as a doctor. But these characters have got to be brought under control. Just because they're Republican governors, donors, and Republican senators, donors, and all that kind of stuff, they don't get to play fast and loose like this. That is something that has got to be taken care of. It's got to be taken care of. Nobody pays attention to it. The whole for-profit education system, which is sucking tens of billions of dollars out of the federal treasury for really, in some cases, fake educations, in my view. They're far better off in Milwaukee. Go to MATC. If you can get into UWM, go there. Take courses. Take courses, and you'll get a good education. Don't sign up for this other stuff, and you're going to have to play cat and mouse with them. Going over to Taiwan, you know, the Chinese Navy is continuing to menace Taiwan. We talked about our sending Coast Guard ships of our own over there because initially they're using their Coast Guard ships to threaten. Well, over the weekend, 20 Chinese aircraft entered Taiwan airspace. 20 Chinese combat aircraft entered Taiwan's air defense space. I mean, if that happened in the United States, there'd be an alarm and it would be a very serious matter. And it is over there too. The problem is Taiwan, the main island, is 100 miles from China. Roughly the same as the 90 or so miles between Key West and Cuba. Taiwan has an island, another island, a possession that it owns 10 miles from China. And they are constantly flying over. They're also flying over and sending ships into Philippine waters and airspace. And over the weekend, the Filipino Air Force, which is basically the Air Force we give them and train them, flew over the Chinese ships. It's very important. We want peace. Chinese people are good people. There are good people in every country. We want peace. But China is getting very aggressive. You got to understand that. And that's why I think Biden's done a very good job. You know, all Trump would say is they're all S-hole countries and suck up to Putin and stop joint military ops with the South Koreans because Putin told them to, and sucks up to Kim Jong-un, even though Kim Jong-un kidnapped a University of Virginia student named Otto Wambier and tortured him for a year and then sent his body back to his parents. Trump was widely disrespected. Biden is widely respected, and he has built an alliance among India, Japan, South Korea, Australia, and a little bit of the Philippines and Vietnam. Not everybody in that coalition even likes each other. They're all afraid of China. And we have got to build that alliance and make it stronger. And there was badly weakened. In fact, it was non-existent. And the component parts were weakened when Trump was president, just like with NATO and the EU. Just like NATO and the EU, badly weakened it. Went pro-Putin, insulted the Europeans. Biden is slowly building back our alliances to contain Russia over on the European border and China in the Pacific. And it has to have eternal vigilance with these people because in a heartbeat, they'll march troops in if they can get away with it like Russia did into Crimea. But that's what's happening over in the Pacific. Chinese are going into Taiwanese and Philippine naval and airspace. In the response, with the full support of Joe Biden in the United States, has to push back. And I think, ironically, this is the way to avoid war. Show strength, show that we're not going to tolerate this kind of invasion. Going to a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.